Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
Take the handoff. He is under pressure and going down. Tremaine Edmonds read it all the way, and it's a huge loss.
What up, everybody? JP Finley. We can't help ourselves. Here's a bonus episode of Redskins Talk just in advance of the NFL draft. We got a few minutes to talk with Tremaine Edmonds, Virginia Tech linebacker, only 19 years old and arguably the best linebacker in the 2018 draft. He is going to be a very high pick. He's going to make millions and millions of dollars, and I believe he's going to be a very good football player. I do think there's a chance he could get to the Redskins at 13, but I also think he could go to the Raiders. I think the Niners. There's a lot of teams that are going to want this kid. Listen to this interview, and you see why coaches would love him. All he wants to do is help a team win. You guys are going to enjoy this.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Big time honor to welcome in Virginia Tech linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. This guy is going to be one of the first names we're going to hear in Dallas on draft night. Tremaine, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us. I know, I can only imagine what the whirlwind of your life has been the last, say, 5 months, 6 months from the end of your season in Virginia Tech to where you are now. And just, if you can, tell me a little bit about what you're feeling right now.
Yeah, man. So it's just a lot of emotions everywhere. And, you know, and honestly, I really don't know how I'm feeling, man. I'm just trying to take it all in. And just the amount of time that I have. But it's been all good, man. Just the whole experience going through this process. You know, this is a terrible dream. And, you know, just living out this dream, man, it doesn't get any better than this.
Are you almost tired? Do you want to just be in the NFL and be able to kind of start your NFL journey at this point?
Oh, man, I'm definitely ready to get it started. But like I said, man, this is a once-in-a-lifetime dream, man. So I'm taking it on, man, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying all of it.
You have an older brother that's in the NFL. How much does that help you to kind of have seen this? And your father, you know, I mean, you come from a football family that knows this. So has that helped you kind of prepare yourself for all the combine and everything that happened in between?
Yeah, man, I can count on those guys for any type of advice I need, any questions I have. I know they have answers for it, just because, you know, it's always great to have, you know, those type of people that's that close to you that you can look up to and that you can, you know, that can help you out through this process. So I'm fortunate enough to have people in my family that have been through that. So it's very easy for me to talk to them about James.
Let's talk a little bit about your final year at Virginia Tech. I'm looking through box scores. The UVA game, and I know that's a pretty big rivalry. It's your last ACC game. I know you guys went on to play a bowl game, but I imagine you were pretty fired up to go into Charlottesville. 9 tackles, 3 for loss, 2 sacks.
This is Olamide Zaccheaus, a very dangerous offensive weapon, but Tremaine Edmonds, one of the best linebackers in the country, tracked him down.
That stat line is absurd, man.
Yeah, man. I tried to, last name of the season, so I just had to get everything out there on the line. And that's what it was. And like you said, we played against UVA, rivalry game, and, a lot of emotions moved up in that game by everybody on the team. So, man, let's just dive out there to the team and, just because everybody out there wanting to win, man, everybody playing with that anger. And I'm glad we came out on top.
All right, and then the week before, what was your last game at Lane Stadium? 2.5 tackles for loss and a sack.
Brings up fourth down. Tremaine Edmonds made the tackle for Virginia Tech.
Here's my question. I see these sack numbers, and I've watched enough of your game tape. I believe you are entirely capable of getting around the corner in the NFL as a pass rusher. Am I reading that situation right? Is that something you think you can do?
I think I can do pretty much, any one of those linebacker positions. So, whatever system I'm in, I know they have a plan for me, and whichever plan it is, I'm excited to get it started.
So, for me, I think you are an ideal in a 3-4 where you can be inside as needed or you can be outside as a pass rusher. Because here's the difference is I think you have the speed and the frame to cover guys. Is that I know schemes change tremendously from college to the NFL, but I'm wondering what you think about covering, backs or tight ends or whatever might come your way.
Oh, yeah, man, I feel like I can definitely do that. I was put in the situations in college where I had to cover those type of guys. So I can definitely do that. And like I said, man, I can move around. I can play pretty much anything. So, whatever scheme I'm in or whatever position they ask me to play, I'm just going to learn from my game.
So third down, right? Let's make it so it's not an obvious situation. It's a 3rd and 7. Would you rather be hand in the dirt going after the quarterback, standing up going after the quarterback, or being inside in a coverage role?
Man, that's tough. That's real tough. But I don't even know if I can answer that because all of them sound good.
You know how many defensive coordinators are drooling at that answer? A guy that, A, has the versatility to do all those things, but, B, one thing that happens with a lot of folks in the pros is they want to get sacks because that's where the cash is. But if you understand that you can help the team in coverage as well, that completely knocks out what the opposing offense is trying to do and trying to figure out what you're going to bring to the table.
Yeah, I know it, man. It's crazy. It's amazing.
One thing I wonder about, because you're so young, what have pro scouts and I imagine you've talked to every coach, every scout out there between the combine and meetings and visits and all that stuff. You're still a young man. Do you think you can add weight to your frame or what do you want to do from like the working out side of things?
I really don't have a plan. Just kind of take things how it is. And I just don't feel like the weight I've been at. Honestly, I think the only thing I can tell you is just to really see this how it goes and how my body feels after I get in that NFL system that they have there. And then I can just go from there. But I don't really know because I never put on. I still feel good, so I'm not sure. I know I get to the point where I feel like, this is a little bit too much, so I'm not even sure right now.
Sure. Let me ask you this. And look, you're going to be in the NFL next week, so you can answer this one totally honestly. I went to Maryland. Your dad went to Maryland. Was there ever any conversation of going to Maryland?
Yeah, they were in my top when I was deciding what school I wanted to go to, so I was definitely considering it.
But the Hokies won out.
Yeah, the Hokies won out.
Who was coaching at Maryland when you were getting recruited? Was it Edsel?
Yeah, it was Edsel.
Well, I wouldn't have played for that dude either, so you're good. You're good by me.
He was a good coach.
I'm just kidding.
Like you said, Virginia Tech won out.
Sure. Well, look, Tremaine, I have my boy AJ in here, AJ Itai, who's a producer here at NBC Sports Washington. He's actually the producer of the show I'm on, Redskins 100. He does a really good job, and I know he spent some time with you and your whole family down in Danville. I'm going to let AJ tell us a little bit about the show you guys have coming up on NBC Sports.
What's going on, Tremaine? Thank you again for coming on with us in this interview, man. So just to give everyone a heads up what we're doing over the course of the next week, leading up to the draft, we have a four-part series coming up, kind of chronicling the Edmonds family going all the way.
Because we haven't mentioned the third Edmonds brother that's probably getting drafted as well.
Terrell, yeah. So, I mean, between the dad, Farrell, who played at Maryland, who was a star in the NFL, played for the Dolphins, for the Seahawks, got to a couple Pro Bowls. Caught some balls from Dan Marino.
Like, that's pretty sweet.
Big time target. Then down to Trey, who's the oldest brother, plays for the Saints, had a 41-yard touchdown last year in his rookie year. This guy made a running back backfield for the Saints that had Alvin Kamara, Adrian Peterson, Mark Ingram, and he was able to break through and make that team. And
Trey did play in College Park for a year, so
he also played. I'll
put that out
Park.
There.
And then the middle brother and the youngest brother, Terrell, the safety. Guy who's pretty versatile, could play all around the secondary, and then Tremaine, who's we refer to him as the cyborg.
The cyborg. Yeah. You like that nickname, dude?
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, when you're let me pull it up here. When you're 6'5", 250, running a 4.5, you can broad jump 117 inches. I don't even know what that means. You have 9 3/8-inch hands. I think cyborg's pretty fair. What about you?
Yeah, I think so as well.
The only thing I was going to ask Tremaine, when you look at yourself and you look at, you know, I know that you're a flexible guy and you would want, you know, you're going to play the best for whoever you go to. You know, for you, do you kind of see your game a little bit more as like a C.J. Mosley kind of guy where you're able to drop back, you're able to cover anyone coming out of the backfield or out of the slot? Or do you think you're more of like a Clay Matthews, jack of all trades? Like you could be put in any position and you think you're going to do well?
I think I could be put in any position and do well in it, whichever it is. You know, different coaches will have different opinions, and whatever team drafts me, I plan to do whatever they ask me to do. But I definitely think that I could do whatever they ask.
So on NFL.com, they have, prospect cards for every player going in the draft. And they have your comparison, Tremaine, is Brian Urlacher. I just happened to be at Brian Urlacher's Hall of Fame ceremony announcement. Brian Urlacher is going to get a gold jacket. Can you dream that big? Can you look that far down the road when NFL.com is comparing you to a guy like that?
Yeah, that's definitely a blessing, and I'm honored. He's definitely a big-time player, as we all know. And just being prepared to guys like that, man, it's a blessing, honestly. That's definitely a dream of mine. With down the line, so that's one of my personal goals, just to one day be in that same situation and be referred to as one of the best that played this game. So definitely one of my personal goals.
Well, you deserve to be saluted because it's incredible to have that as a goal. That isn't crazy. Like that's a realistic goal for you, and it's pretty remarkable. I got to ask you two more things. I know your time is valuable. You probably got workouts and all sorts of stuff to juggle. When you're a kid in your house and you've got three boys all football crazy, your father played at an elite level, what is like the Thanksgiving game like when you guys just go out back and throw the ball around? Are you guys knocking each other out? What's happening there?
What are you talking about when we were younger?
Yeah, when you're eight, when you're 10.
Yeah, man, we just boys out there that's running wild. I would even go younger from there because at that time we were big kids by then, so we wasn't really talking and doing a whole lot of that. But when we were younger, just out there, the game took up and dive. Each area you call it something different. But man, we just had a good time out there, all of us. Even cousins over there, everybody, whole family just having a good time.
I bet. This is my last question, and I beg you to answer this honestly. Did AJ drive you crazy when he was down staying with your family for 3 days?
Nah, man, we had a good time. Everybody, it was good. I enjoyed the experience.
They eat well, man. I'll just say that.
Because you were there for Easter Sunday,
yeah, we were
right?
There Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
do you do ham or what?
Nah, we did steak, man.
That's a football family right there. Steak on Easter.
He's selling them short. We did steak at the same time. Fried chicken, all sorts of greens. We did homemade macaroni and cheese, homemade cornbread.
Oh yeah, we had the whole setup, man. We ate good. We was good. That's one thing I can't say about my family, man. We always take care.
So draft night, you're going to be in Dallas.
I am.
The whole family coming with you?
Yes, sir.
So what will you try to eat now? By the time you do all your media commitments and get out of there, it'll probably be 10:30, 11 o'clock. Will you guys go to a steakhouse or will you go back to the hotel and chill? What are you thinking?
I don't even know. We haven't even talked about it yet. We'll see once we get down here and go from there.
All right. Well, sincerely, the absolute best of luck. I think the Redskins would be incredibly lucky if you got to 13, but frankly, I don't see that happening. I think you go before that. I can't wait to see the show, and I can't wait to see your career in the pros.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and just to let everyone know, coming up over the next week on NBCSWashington.com, as well as our NBCSWashington Twitter and Instagram, you're going to see previews. You'll see clips. We'll have snapshots kind of the entire story. Fascinating story. Three boys, soon to be in the NFL. Dad, who was a star in the NFL. And, you know, from very humble beginnings. Great family story and awesome football story. So if you like either of those things, I think you'll enjoy this.
Hearing all this, three football crazy boys and a dad that played football, I think mom might be the real MVP.
Mom definitely was a big fan.
And she would tell you that they got their speed from her, because Farrell was the football player. He was the one with the hands. She was a track athlete in college.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So she was definitely... My mom definitely was a big-time track star as well, so you definitely can't believe our mom.
All right. We're not leaving anybody out. Tremaine, thank you again, man. I really appreciate the time.
No, I appreciate you. Thanks.
Daniel Jones, first down Duke. Jones has it again. Looking for the lead block, doesn't get it. Tremaine Edmonds darting in to make the tackle and a loss of two.
They're not going to outrun that guy.
There he is, Tremaine Edmonds. There's a lot to like. All he cares about is winning football games and doing kind of whatever it takes to do so. I find that really refreshing. I also think, and I kind of alluded to it there, to me, Edmonds could be a 3-4 outside linebacker, or in a 4-3, he could be the off, you know, the weak side linebacker. His coverage skill and his ability to rush the passer are going to help a football team, period. Edmonds is going to be a baller. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Let's all watch the draft, and we'll talk soon. If you made it this far, are you here?
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.